Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, just roar with me,
roar with me,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah.
Your holy name this morning. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place, oh Lord. We thank you for your presence that goes with us always, even without us even seeing them. Father, we are grateful. We give you all the glory. We appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, bread of God, go with me in this place today. Have your way in this place. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the choir. Wow, what a powerful song. Hallelujah. Let us be gloriously seated as we bring out our Bibles. Don't get distracted. Just open your Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. We are going to read together from verse 15 to the end. As we remain seated. First Samuel chapter 16. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Okay, so let's read from verse 15 to the end. 1, 2, go. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is cunning, player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when evil spirit from God is upon thee, he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto the servant, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Answer one of the servants said, A mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matter, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messenger unto Jesse, and said, Send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David, Saul. Greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Amen. Today, we are looking at the supernatural. We are looking at supernatural exposure and recognition. Supernatural exposure and recognition. That's our topic for today. Father, bless the reading of your word today. Father, as we go into your word, open our eyes to behold wondrous in your word today in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal yourself more to us. Let us know you more. Let us hear you as we share your word today. And let your name be glorified. Father, quicken our understanding with your word. And we will not leave here the same way we came. Let us encounter you this morning by this word this morning, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know it is settled in your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Supernatural exposure and recognition. Praise the Lord. Now, when we talk about the supernatural, we are going out of the realm of this earth. You know, because supernatural is something beyond the natural that cannot be understood by the law of nature. Science cannot prove the supernatural at all. They know it exists, but they cannot prove it. Praise the Lord. One thing I want us to understand about the supernatural is that all things beyond human control exist in that realm. And God is the ruler of that realm. Praise the Lord. You know, when they say there's a spirit realm, we're talking about the supernatural realm. A realm beyond us. We cannot reason it out. Our logical reasoning, our permutation, whatever, cannot. Even the technologies we have cannot reason what happens in the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Now, when we say supernatural exposure, what do we mean? We are talking about something that a revelation of something beyond us, beyond the law of nature, that cannot be proven by science. Praise the Lord. So, as Christian, we need to understand something. That the supernatural realm, which the supernatural realm that exists, that God created it. He reigns, he rules in it. Praise the Lord. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. God was in existence. Everything was in disarray. He put order into everything. He created the whole place. He created the heaven and the earth. He made us to be on earth. He made the heaven his own dwelling place, where he controls everything. Praise the Lord. Now, from our text, it's a very dynamic one. Let me use that word. Because the story of two men, King Saul, who God rejected because of disobedience, and the story of another man who God anointed to replace him as a king. Now, they said in the word, if you look at verse 15, it said, "And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee." Praise the Lord. An evil spirit from God. That contradicts our belief, if you know. An evil spirit from God. Praise the Lord. But one thing I want us to understand today by this text. You see, when the message came, when this word came, for 2 days I could not write anything. Honestly. I could only write down the topic and the text. The text, I went there, my mind was void. I said, Holy Spirit, speak to me. And I now prayed. I said, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to behold wondrous in your word. Preach this word to me. That was the prayer I prayed. And I received an unusual call. I missed the call and I called back. And during the conversation, the Holy Spirit ministered to me. See, what I'm trying to tell us today is that evil spirit from God. What I don't understand. God is God. Now, nothing evil comes from God. Everything from God is good and perfect. But I want us to understand something. In the supernatural realm, God controls the good. He controls the evil spirits. Satan is under God. Let's move on. Shall we go? Let's open our Bibles to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. You know, in Job chapter 1, he shows something which I love so much. You know, he said let's look at verse 6. He said, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." Let's move on. "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down. And the Lord told Satan something, said, And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth me and ensureth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear you enough? Let's pause there. Now, Satan submits to God. I want us to catch that understanding today. So, the affliction of Job came from God. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. He said, verse 10. Then Satan told God, he said, Has thou not made an hedge about him and about the house and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance increased in the land. Verse 11, I said, But put forth thy hand now and touch all he hath, and he will cause thee to thy face. Satan is challenging God. What a drama. And the Lord said unto verse 12, said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath in his power, all that he hath in his is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went from the presence of God. This morning I want to establish something in our mind. Whatsoever challenges in your life, whatsoever circumstances, please have an understanding. God knows about it. Want me to say something? God knows what you are going through. There's nothing that happens to you that is behind God. He's the omnipresent God. He's everywhere. He sees all things. So when you are going through a challenge or something is happening to you, just thank God. Say, Father, thy will be done. Because God's plan for you and I is to give us an expected end. It's a good one, not an evil one. Satan cannot do anything to you, cannot touch a righteous child without the permission of God. Praise the Lord. See, as Christians, we need the revelation of the supernatural, and we have to acknowledge the existence. Please, 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 when people come and talk like laymen, please be mindful of what you say or the kind of conversation you have with them. There's a God factor in everything. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Daniel chapter 4. There's an interesting story in that scripture. Daniel chapter 4. It's a story about the king, Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream, a troubling dream. And he called on everyone to interpret the dream, from the astrologers, the magicians, none. But Daniel came and interpreted the dream. In verse 17, that's where I'm actually going to. He said, This matter is by the decrees of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will, and setteth it upon the basis of men. Meaning, whatsoever is happening to you as a child of God is by the decree of the watcher, is by the command of God. To what end? Why will God allow such a thing to happen to you? To what end? I want us to understand something. See, there is one thing about whatsoever challenge you are going through, or challenges or rather you are going through. The purpose of the supernatural, or of God allowing things, evil things, bad things to happen to you, is for his glory. Hold it in your right hand. We will come to that. Praise the Lord. The purpose for the supernatural is for God to rule in the affairs of men. And it's for his name to be glorified. Praise the Lord. So, if anything at all is happening to you, have this mindset that is by the decrees of the watchers. Praise the Lord. The contemporary English says, I like the contemporary English, it says, let me read, it says, in the B part, said, it will show to all who live that God, the Most High, control all kingdoms. You know, I said in the beginning, the heaven was without form and void. Then God created the earth, he put everything in order. He made his heaven his own dwelling and made us to stay on earth. He controls both kingdoms. He says, the Most High controls all kingdoms. Praise the Lord. Now, this is our word for 2021, restoration and recoveries. This is the word of God. Now, you are wondering, God, restore me back. Restore back to me. If you don't lose something, you cannot get restoration. You cannot be restored back. You must lose something first. Somebody can take, we take something unjustly from you, or we steal something from you. You will get, it will be recovered back, obviously. Now, the point I'm going to, I remember when Brother Ami came to give his testimony about them being robbed. And Mommy said something, said, if you, it's until you lose something before you will get restored. So if you lose anything, thank God we have bankers in our midst. There's something they do in the bank. When armed robbers come to the bank, they say, allow them to take whatever they want. It has been insured. NDIC. Am I right, Miss Salu? It has been insured. Your life first. Let them take whatever they want to take. It has been what? Insured. The same way your life, your property, everything about it has been insured by God. When they want to steal from you, don't worry, let it go. Remember it. Restoration and recovery. And not just restoration and recovery. You see, there's a thing, something that, like he said, when Job said fortune, and he said he doubled it. Praise the Lord. He's going to come in double. So please, my brothers, my sisters, the test there, or our responsibility now is in that period of waiting. That is the real homework. Your attitude in that period is key. Don't lose it. Don't lose focus. When anything is being stolen from you or taken from you unjustly, say, begin to dance. Hallelujah. Hey, begin to thank God. My restoration is coming. I'm recovering her. Not just recovering her, in double fold. 100%. 100%. That is what you should think. You know, dance in the spirit. Rejoice. David, dance. Because God is restoring you. Don't lose focus. Now, I said your attitude matters in those periods, because in our trying times, we compromise a lot. We have stories in the Bible. Abraham did it. Abraham and Sarah did it. In the time of waiting, their own formula, they tried to do things. And God told them, this is not my own way. By the decrees of the watchers, this is not the promised child. No way. You have done your own, no? My own is coming. But one thing I want us to understand is, if we don't get the right attitude, if we don't wait and be patient and be faithful and walk and live in the fear of God in that period, we only prolong the thing, the blessing. If you go back to Genesis, we are not reading Genesis today. He said, Abraham, for a period, if you look at Genesis, I think verse 17, for a period of verse 17, God did not speak to Abraham. He doesn't say, God, and God appeared to Abraham, and God spoke to Abraham. God did not speak to Abraham. Abraham was without the presence of, was without God that period. God stayed away from him. Praise the Lord. You see, and God staying away from him is a way of what? Reprimanding him. Now, don't get it wrong. Don't be like King Saul. When God sent the evil spirit to torment Saul, you see, it is a place for Saul to realize that the spirit of God had departed from him. It's a place of repentance, to come before God and repent. But we see, God has deserted me. We start wailing, crying. You know, we start trying all sorts of things. No, don't get it wrong. The evil spirit God sent to Saul is not to kill Saul. It was depression, maybe bipolar, maybe those kind of mood swing thing. It's for Saul to realize that, yes, oh God, I am sorry. If Saul has repented, God would have forgiven him. David sinned, didn't he? He did. But what did he do? He went on his knees and asked God for forgiveness, and God forgave him. But King Saul got it wrong. He was trying to do things to cover up. You know, in Psalm 51, when the psalmist was praying about, said, cast me not of your presence and take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Cast me not out of their presence and take away not the Holy Spirit from me. Now Saul disobeyed. Two things he did, and they were just disobedient. First of all, the Amalekite destroyed everything. They killed them. He took the best of it. He said, he wants to fight to God. Did I send you? No. I said, kill everything. I don't want it. If I want it, I will not ask you to go and get it for me. I will get it myself. That is God. But he said, he wants to reserve it for God. Please, we should be careful. Presumption sins. We will come to that, please. We should be careful. So when he did that, God kept quiet. He still went again and offered a sacrifice that was meant for the priest. And God said, I have rejected Saul. He told Samuel, why cry over him? I have rejected him. But if Saul had understood that the evil spirit God said to torment him was for him to wake up. Praise the Lord. There was a drama we did back then in 2 and 2 and 4. He said, the brick. He said, you see, when we have to be careful as Christians. We can get to a point in our life where we think everything is auto run in our life. Everything is working smoothly. That we tend to forget we stop hearing the voice of God. God speaks. We get so carried away by the activities around us. Wow, I'm on top of my game. I'm in my prime. I'm in the peak of my business. I'm doing well. I'm doing everything. And we neglect the voice of God. God needs your attention. Because there's a crash in front. He needs to call you to warn you ahead. But you are running so fast. He throws something to get you. Maybe creates an accident that did not take your life. An accident. Yes. God will do it. Maybe the car, you just bought this. There's this new car now. What is this? Phantom. This Rolls Royce Phantom. Not the salon now. The SUV. I saw it on YouTube. And the next thing, I've seen it in Nigeria twice. The car came out late last year. Now you are driving. Yes, big boy, I've arrived. And God, look at the way this boy is going. My presence is no longer with him. He will crash. And the crash will be terrible. He might not recover. For the mercy of God, for the love he has for us, he tries to get our attention back. The attention. Let me call his attention. And God creates an accident. Probably bruises or small injuries. It's for you to realize that, yes, God. I say, how will God send injury? I'm a child. I pay my tithes. I'm faithful in giving. I'm this and that and that and that. Excuse me. Job. Well, you are faithful as Job. And God permitted Satan to go and test him. Praise the Lord. What am I saying? He says that God is trying to get your attention. Something is about to happen. The call I received yesterday, the person was telling me about the thing he was going through, being locked down, the challenges, 1 year, his life is in standstill. I said, my brother, there are decrees, there are watchers over there. You are out there. You don't know what is happening. God is trying to prevent you from something. He's trying to prevent you from something. There's something ahead of you. God has seen it. And he's trying to prevent you. So he said, lock this boy down for now. And in that lockdown, find the glory of God in it. Hello? In the lockdown, in the trying days, in the wilderness period, find the glory of God. Don't lament. It's not time for you to be lamenting. Find the glory of God. By the time we finished the conversation, I said, you are right. That the kind of job he does is would have exposed him to COVID. Because he moved from places to fix systems. That obviously from hospitals, offices, fixing systems for them. That he travels round from one state to another. So obviously, he will be prone to that disease. And God says, look, this guy will not hear me. Let me lock him down. So that we preserve him. Praise the Lord. So God uses the circumstances of our life to accomplish his purpose. Note this. Praise the Lord. Let me read something from my phone. There's something I copied out from my phone. See, God uses the circumstances of our life. What? To accomplish his purpose. Now, what I want to read from my phone is, let me just quickly read this. In the text, we have said, don't miss the fingerprints of God in this story from our text. God used these circumstances to bring David into the home of the king. He was to replace Saul. So, obviously, that was David's internship. We didn't get the story. I think we should go back to our text. Let's go back to our text. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Let's read from verse 17. Please, if anybody there, please go ahead and read for us. From verse 16. Please, pause, ma. Now, the advisors of the king said, let us look for a man. Why app? Why music? Is there another way? Is there no other way they can use? No other means? Nothing else they can do? You see, the Spirit of God departed from Saul in the previous chapter, and in the early chapter, the early part of the chapter, and God and Samuel anointed David, and the Spirit of God rested upon him from henceforth. Now, he's supposed to be the next king of Israel. And the king, God wanted him to go to internship. You can't go and tell, okay, I've ordained this man king. Let him come and start doing internship with you. No way. It won't work that way now. He said, but God said, no. This guy is skillful. His CV is here. I need to take him to the palace to learn things in the palace. How do we go about it? Please go ahead, man. The next verse. Go ahead, please. And Jesse took an ass, laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent him by David, his son, unto Saul. And David said to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Thank you, man. I think you should stop there, man. Thank you, man. Now, when Saul saw David, he did what? He loved him greatly. I said, the circumstances there is the fingerprint of God, isn't it? He wanted to bring David into the palace. And you see, God's intention, God used the circumstances of our life to accomplish his purpose. He wanted to use the circumstances of Saul's life to bring David into the palace. So, what am I trying to tell us is, whatsoever challenges you are going through this moment, or that we come, understand something. God wants to use the circumstances of that challenge, of the pandemic going on in the world, to accomplish his purpose. And what is the purpose? To glorify his name. John chapter 11. Let's move. It's a story. Let's open to it, because I'll just pick some verses in that scripture. John chapter 11 is the story of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, whom is a friend of Jesus. And Jesus was told Lazarus was sick. He was sick, his friend. And Jesus stayed back 4 more days. Now, does it make sense? It's Jesus. The centurion came to Jesus and he gave him the word and he healed his child. Jesus could have sent the word, Lazarus would be healed. He could. He can even send his disciples, okay, go and lay hands on him. He will be healed, but he stayed back for 4 days. Please, this is verse 4. John 11 verse 4. What does it say, man? Okay. Woo! Hallelujah! Your challenges is not unto death. It is not to kill you. You losing something is not for you to your life, not losing your life. It's for God's name to be glorified. For people to know that what God is about to do in your life is greater than what you lost. We don't understand. The pandemic in the world today, a lot of people have lost their jobs. But you know the good thing about it? A lot of people have gotten the job of their life. They've found their passion. They've discovered their passion. Jobs were locked down, but destinies were not locked down. People were moving. People are cashing out. We heard this man. What's his name? The man that own, I want to remember his name. Jeff Bezos. He was cashing out. Amazon. Am I correct? See, Jeff Bezos. Bezos, okay, sorry. Thank you for the correction. Do you know the guy was cashing out? From Amazon, it went into other things. Even Elon Musk too. You see, one thing I want us to understand, in every circumstances, see God in it. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said in verse 4, please, read it again for us. Let us hear it.
When Jesus heard that, he It is not unto death. Jesus knew that God needs to be, name needs to be glorified. It's for the glory of the Lord. So he stayed back 4 days, four good days, deliberately. When he went, everybody was saying things. Martha met him, said, "Master, if you had come, my brother wouldn't have died." Jesus said, before then, he told his disciples, he said, "Let us go and wake my friend Lazarus that is asleep." They said, "You are asleep, okay? How come?" They said, "Somebody is there, he's asleep." They did not understand. In the natural realm, he's dead. But in the supernatural realm, he's just sleeping. There's a realm. Listen, and listen good. Nothing happens here without the permission of the supernatural. So now, as Christians, as born-again Christians, as child of God, we need to be inclined with what happens in that supernatural realm. For you to have dominion in this realm, you must be on the same frequency with the supernatural realm. Praise the Lord. You see, let me read something to us here. The way to recognize the supernatural hand of God in your situation is to see God in everything. In everything that happens to you, know it is God. Praise the Lord. You have to understand it. You have to recognize the hand of God. Anything that happens to you, say, "God, it's because you permitted it." The devil cannot take your life except God permits it. My wife told me something, said she received a word from God that the COVID, you should not be afraid of it. It will come, but it will not ravish our body. So that was the word that God gave her. I said, "Fine, thank you, Holy Spirit. It will not ravish you, it will not. It will only show the glory of what? Of God. It will reveal the glory of God." The pandemic in the world today is not in the end of the world. Don't allow anybody scare you. Tell them, "I know the one that made pandemic. I know the one that allowed coronavirus to happen. The state of governorship in leadership in Nigeria. See, I caught an understanding this message. I won't be complaining again." Praise the Lord. At times, God needs to charge us. Shock. Somebody say, shock us. We need to be electrocuted. Because we need to come to our right senses. God needs our attention. But we complain a lot. We are like the Israelites. We grumble. Okay, I will show you. I gave you this one. I said it's not good. It's not good. Okay, take this one. It's still not good. Then what is good? God is trying to make us to understand the difference between good and bad. Now, as a nation, we are beginning to see the purpose or our responsibility as citizens to vote in the right leaders with our PVC and not sell our future because of hunger. Praise the Lord. Okay, we said, "Okay, let me vote him." They give you some as the money they giving shared during the election, or the money giving, or the food, everything. Has it taken away the hunger, the poverty? No, it has even increased it. So gradually our eyes are opening. God is using this situation for the glory of His name. The church has woken up. The prayer has been prayed in the church. The fire in the church is more than before. The insecurity, everything, it's by the decree of the watchers. It takes God nothing. We saw the time of Abacha. Praise the Lord. I rejoiced too. I was in secondary school. I rejoiced. We danced. We had. We celebrated. It takes God nothing. At the dying minute, it takes God nothing. He is God. He is the head of the supernatural realm and the head of the natural realm. He decides whatever he wants. Nobody can question him. He's a sovereign God. Praise the Lord. He's a sovereign God. Job. Satan came and afflicted him. What was his offense? For being faithful. For walking in the fear of God. But God was trying to prove something. That look, Ogbeni, you can't do anything. I am God. I control everything. Go ahead. This man is faithful. To death is faithful. He will not deny my name. He will not change his faithfulness. He will remain faithful to me. I said, it's because you are giving him money. Okay, take away the money. It's because you have given him health. Take away the health. Yeah, he has this. Take it away. But live his life. Job had nothing. If you read the story very well, my book of Bible story, we saw the picture. Job was sitting on the floor with ashes. We saw all over him boil. Nothing. In rags. For years. He said, curse God and die. He said, no. By the decrees of the watchers. By the command of the Holy One. What happened in Job 42 verse 10? After Job interceded for his friend. And God restored the fortunes of Job. And doubled it. I am telling somebody here today. That by the decree of the watcher and by the command of God. Whatsoever you have lost. God is going to restore back to you. And in double, in Jesus' name. Now, the most important thing we need to understand is our own responsibility during those period. Is it called the wilderness period? I call it a wilderness period. Because in the wilderness, we know how it is. Nothing grows in the wilderness. I think they said one thing, cactus. Some say it grows in the wilderness. That thing, it has no beauty, no value, nothing. It even has thorns. Go near it, stings you. So, the wilderness is like that. But the wilderness period is not the time for you to now start misbehaving. You know, the kind of job I do, I see people in trying time, when they're under money challenge, when they have challenges, they need money, you just mobilize them, they disappear. Pew! They lose their heart, they lose their good character, will be thrown away. In the period, in the days of hunger, don't lose your right attitude. Don't lose your integrity. You know why? By the time everything now says, a below foul, but you've lost your integrity already. In the wilderness experience, or in the wilderness time, is when you should behave yourself more. Joseph is a very good example. If you read the story of Joseph from Genesis 37, chapter 37 to chapter 41, it talks about God giving Joseph a dream of his becoming leader, and he shared the dream with his brethren. And his own brothers, the same father, brothers, sold him. They hated him, they sold him. What more hatred do we need again? Your own brothers sold you, stay in the same house, the same food, for no reason. What have you done? Because you had a dream, and you shared your dream with them. Because you had a desire to set up a factory, an industry, or a business, that we benefit them at the end of the day. Because if you are successful, obviously, automatically, they will become successful. You can employ them. You can put them in places. Okay, I have branches here. You go ahead there. You head there. It will benefit everybody. But out of jealousy, they sold him into slavery. Excuse me. Now, in the house of Potiphar, the Lord was with him. All true. But one thing I saw all true in the house of Potiphar, Potiphar's wife lied against him. He was thrown in prison for nothing. An innocent child. He was sold into slavery for nothing. He was thrown into prison. He was accused. Do you know how bitter Joseph could have been? He will become bitter. Believe me. Me. My brothers. God. My own brothers. This man I saved faithfully. I did everything for him. He still did this to me. He threw me into, he did not even investigate the matter. He just threw me inside the prison. God, But one thing I learned from Joseph in those period, number one, he showed discipline. Praise the Lord. By the time when things will be going, will be tough for us. Because, believe me, before I just, let me establish this. If you want to experience this, get ready to lose some things. Please, let that be established. That is, if you want to experience restoration and recovery, get ready to lose some things. You will lose some things. Some things will be taken away from you. Unjustly. Praise the Lord. Joseph was sold into slavery. He was taken away from his father at a very tender age. He was robbed of his childhood. Foundational growth. He did not have it. Foundation is the time when children, you mold them to become the man they want to become. Those family what the principles, teachings of his parents, he lost it. He didn't have the opportunity because he was a slave child. He was in the house of his master that had no time. He just being ordered around, do this, do that, do that. Nobody to build his youthful age, his adolescent and youthful age. So he lacked that upbringing. But thank God for God. God was taking him somewhere. Praise the Lord. Now, but all through, he showed discipline. The little time he was with his father, he learned discipline. And he exhibited it all through. In his stay in his father's house, in his master's house. In the prison, it was like that too. Number two things Joseph exhibited was fear of God. Joseph walked in the fear of God. When Potiphar's wife came to him and gave him an offer he cannot refuse to compromise, he said, I will not do this evil thing against my Lord. Please, please, and please, I want to beg us, our attitude in those challenging period. We saw what happened to Job. His wife told him to curse God and die. We saw what his friends, people told him. If you go and read the story from the beginning to the end, he lost everything. He lost his friends, lost families, lost people. He was alone. That period can be challenging. Mentally, psychologically, he can even go mad. You know what they call it? Frustration. Some people just go mad for nothing. Just see them walking naked because things like this. But yet, Job maintained his reverence for God, his fear for God. He maintained it. Third thing, Joseph was selfless. Even in the prison, he was helping people interpret their dream. Now, in your own need, in your own trying times, other people will bring their own needs and their own trying times. They will bring their own challenges to you. It's in solving their own problem that's where you get solution to your own problem. Understand it. Praise the Lord. It was when Joseph interpreted the dream of the butler and the other guy, the wine bearer for Pharaoh, that he got the opportunity to be mentioned to the king. If he had not interpreted their dream, Joseph would have become obscured. His dreams, everything would have been in the background. You see, God will bring opportunities. No matter which situation, God will keep bringing opportunities your way. That's why I said, see the glory of God in anything. Joseph was open. He was seeing God in everything. He said, God, fine. If this is where you take me, your will be done. Praise the Lord. So, he was selfless. He helped others. And in helping them, the man remembered him. Said, when Pharaoh had a dream. You see, the man forgot about Joseph. Yes, because the opportunity for Joseph, for the rising of Joseph was not yet, or has not yet presented itself. Pharaoh had not had a dream. Joseph interprets dreams. So all through his 7 days, he tells, my king, I know one man in the prison that helped me. Okay, what do I do to him? What does he do? Interpret dreams. I don't have a dream he needs to interpret. Praise the Lord. But when he needed to interpret a dream, he was mentioned and he was sent forth. And he came and interpreted the dream. And what happened? Immediately, he was pardoned. He was made number two man in a foreign land. Praise the Lord. That is the supernatural hand of God. It is not the natural. Because by the law of the land, for you to become a second command to a king, you have to be in a member of the royal family. You have to be born into the royal family. So for you to come as a stranger and now become a king, a second in command, a prime minister, that is God. Praise the Lord. So for restoration to happen and for recovery to take place, you must lose something and something will be taken away from you unjustly. But by the decrees of the watchers, as God has declared in Daniel 4:17, and as our word for 2021 says, a year of restoration and recovery, he will give you double for your losses in the mighty name of Jesus. So, understand this thing very well. Another example I want us to look at is, okay, we've looked at Job, then let's go back to, John 11. John 11, let's go back to our text in John 11. In verse 37. Let's read verse 37. John 11:37. Is anybody there? Please read, please, quickly. Praise the Lord, please. My sister, please stop there. He said, now, people are asking, was it not the same man that raised that opened the eyes of the blind, that made the lame to walk? How come his own friend, Lazarus, he not allowed him to die? Why? And all sorts of things was being said. And in verse 42, in verse 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then verse 42, he said, and I knew that, in verse 42 now, verse 41 now, this is what I want to read now. Jesus said something, said then, they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And verse 42 says, and I know that thou hearest me always. Now, see the point. Thou hearest me always. So Jesus could have sent the word. God will hear him. Did you understand? In our earlier verses, he could have sent the word when Lazarus was sick. But if he had read Lazarus when he was sick, they would not believe. They said, ordinary malaria. You just give him one drug or he will be healed. What is there? Who cannot cure malaria? Doctors will prove it. Hello? My farmer's call wife. If you just give him drugs, you dispense drugs, he takes it, he will be well. So what's the glory of God there? But God said, no, I am God. I reign in both realms. I'm the head of the supernatural realm and the natural realm. I control what happens here. He died. 4 days, he was already stinking. They told him that, by now, master will be smelling. His flesh would have decayed. The maggot would have eaten the flesh. But he said, Father, I thank you for you hear me always. Praise the Lord. You hear me always. Let me continue reading it. But because of the people which stand by, I said it. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. God is going to use somebody's life, somebody's challenges, somebody's story, to make naysayers to believe that, yes, of a true, there's a God. Amen. He's using somebody's story to change. See, God will use our life to minister to people. Amen. He's going to use our life to minister to people. People will hear your testimony and they will bow. Say, God, I want to experience this. And they will come to the knowledge of Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The same way Jesus said, and verse 43 said, and his thoughts had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then some people said, verse 46, and some of the people, verse 45, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen things which Jesus did believed on him. God, see, the purpose of the supernatural is for God's name to be glorified. That is the summary of the whole thing. If God's glory is not there, it will not take his name. Wherever the name of God is, it will never, never fail. So if God allows something to be taken away from you unjustly, or for you to lose something, it's because he wants to use that thing to glorify his name. He wants to use that thing to reach out to people around you. He wants to use that thing to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. So please, don't fret. Like mommy said 2 Sundays ago, thank God, Father, thank you because I have Lord. Thank you, Lord, because this thing that is taken away from me will come back in double fold. Thank you, Jesus. It is settled. In Proverbs 30, the A part of it, the Good News translation says, God's word does not fail. His word never fails. In Isaiah 55, from verse 8 to 10, I'll just repeat it, and his words, he will not return back to him, what? Void. God's word will not return back to him, what? Void. But in accomplishment of the purpose in which he has sent it. And what? Prosper. So I am telling somebody today that the word of God in Concord Chapel International, the word restoration and recovery, is going to prosper in our lives. Every day when I'm praying, I say, God, thank you for the word. I said, this word, I go out today, this word shall manifest in my life. Restoration and recovery. I tell my every day, I make it a prayer point. In every activity of my life, restoration and recovery will be made manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, I want us to understand something. The purpose of the supernatural is for God's name to be glorified. So we have to seek where God's name will be glorified. Now, we have to expose ourselves to be supernatural. We have to what? Expose. God will give us the seeing eyes. Now, we need to move towards God. We need to pray more. Mommy said we should pray. In January 1st, we should ask God to reveal his plan for us in 2021. The plan. We should pray for God for revelation of his plan for us so that we can align ourselves with and run with it. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, he said, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. So we have to pray, God, answer me. Show me great and mighty plans you have for me in this year 2021 in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to pray that God should show you great and mighty plans. Because if God reveals the plan he has for you, remember, it is settled in the spiritual, supernatural realm. It's just for you to all run. Okay, let me put it this way. You see this furniture? If you see the making of this pulpit, you will not like it. The production process, you will not like it. When they join the wood, process it, everything, you will be wondering. That's why we say, sometimes we are building, we don't allow clients to come and see some things. Because they will know, what's this? No. Mm-mm. Wait for the finished product. The process is being done. The finished product is being displayed here. In the supernatural realm is where it is being processed. When it is being processed, God will not give it to you. My son, my daughter, take, run with it. Go and display it to the world. This is my glory. Let them see it. Praise the Lord. Like we don't understand what I just said. He said, this thing, we bought it this way because, wow, it looked lovely, nice. But it was processed in the factory. The factory where it was placed is where the supernatural realm is processing our victories, our breakthroughs, our promotion, our success, our restoration, our recoveries. When it's now finished, God will say, my son, my daughter, over to you. Show the world. Let them see my glory in it. God is going to use us to show us to the world that his name will be glorified in Jesus' name. He's going to use you as an advert. So anywhere you are, wherever you find yourself, today or tomorrow, say, Father, I know you have brought me here for a purpose. Even if you lose your job. Father, I thank you I lost this job because I know your name will be glorified. I thank you because I lost that contract. It's because your name will be glorified. Because your word restoration and recovery, the word you have given to me, in Concord Chapel International, will not fall to the ground. It will not return back to you void. It will accomplish the purpose in which you have sent it. And it will prosper. And I will have double for it. In Jesus' name. You just thank God. Praise the Lord. So, we have to expose ourselves. How do we expose ourselves to the supernatural? By waiting on God. Now, waiting is not just fasting. When I say waiting on God, it's not just fasting. When we pray, in the place of prayer, we have to meditate. We have to wait on God to hear from him. Praise the Lord. Waiting does not necessarily mean fasting alone. No. The reason we fast is to break our flesh and empower our spirit so that we can be what? In tune with the frequency of the supernatural realm. That is why we fast. Too much of food will make the body heavy. It will not be suppressing the spirit. No, if you eat too much, you'll be so heavy. The next thing is sleep. But when you are light, if you exercise a lot and you eat less, your spirit will be so active. You feel like you look as if you are jumping while you are walking. You are, you know, You'll be high. The essence of fasting is for us to strengthen our spirit and kill the flesh so that the flesh will not rule over the spirit. And when you are in your spirit is in tune with God, believe me, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall have their strength what? Renewed. Like I told my brother on the phone last night, I said, God is keeping you. Yes, he's killing your flesh. Yes, he's strengthening your spirit. You are waiting on him. Others are running. Relax. He's building you up. By the time he sets you out, you'll be flying. Those that wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed. They shall mount up wings like eagles. They shall run. They won't get tired. While others say, by June, they are burnt out, exhausted, vacation, July. That time, we are just starting, warming up. Okay, let's go. If you watch the marathon race, somebody will just come from behind, from nowhere. We overtake everybody in front. Where did they get the energy? How come? Those that wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed. They shall mount up wings like eagle. They shall run and never be weary. Walk and not faint. So, expose yourself to it. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, I keep saying. Wait on the Lord. Let him give you a word. If January you don't get the word, keep waiting. February you don't get the word, keep waiting. I bet you if you get the word in November, December will be alone for you. See, when God speaks, things never remain the same. Everything changes. When the decrees of the watcher command things to be this way, nobody, the devil will bow or be that. He will. Don't touch it, the devil attempt Job's life. No, he dare not. So today, in closing, there is nothing that is happening to you that God does not know about. Praise the Lord. There is nothing that is happening to you. David in the palace. Saul with an evil spirit. When people say, no, the God I serve will not do that. No, sorry, I don't know the God you serve. The God I serve permits it at times for his name to be glorified, for the purpose of his glory. So please, let people have an understanding that if something happens, evil happens, God permitted it. And God, for God to permit it is for his name to be glorified in my life. And if God's name is glorified, of course, it's not possible. Automatically, you will. So please, the essence of the purpose of this is for the glory of God. Saul was afflicted with evil spirits. And David was brought on board. Why David of all people? Why David? And he fell in love with David immediately. And he told his father, please let him remain in the palace with me. David stayed in the palace all three, and he was laying half for him. When God put the spirit on David, on Saul, God's spirit on David will now be playing the harp and will now be driving away the evil spirit. Evil will always bow to God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today, have it and know this. Whatsoever will happen to you in 2021 is by the decree of God. Good or bad. Good or bad. Is God. He knows about it. He permitted it. Why? For his name to be glorified. Thank you. God bless you. Father, we give you praise. We bless your holy name. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for your word in this church. Thank you for you will never fail and you will not fail us. Father, we give you praise. We thank you because your name will be glorified in this ministry, in Conqueror's Chapel International. Father, today we say, Father, we thank you for all we have gone through, all we are going through. We thank you that we are here today because your glory is about to be revealed to the world. Your glory in this ministry is about to be revealed to the world. You have a purpose why you have kept us here all this while. We may think, we need to be settled, you know this, we are losing members, we are not growing. Father, have mercy on us. All those are presumption sins, have mercy on us. We acknowledge your presence in this. And we submit to your leading. We say that will be done in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives. Let your way continue to be done. Father, give us the right attitude while we are waiting on you. And in all, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Let's put it together for the Lord.